Coming up on this week's edition of Vikings Huddle, get a healthy snack tip that is perfect for these cold winter days.
First, we have a banana. And then we have some low-fat yogurt.
And get an inside tour to learn what it's like to be a Viking. It's all next. It's Vikings Huddle.
One, two, three.
You are the Vikings!
Kids, hello everybody, I'm Paul Allen, welcome to Vikings Huddle. The show is provided by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota, and we tape it at Nickelodeon Universe at Mall of America. All you kids love riding the rides here at Nickelodeon Universe, make a little noise for Vikings Huddle. We got the cheerleaders, we got Victor the Viking, and we have a junior broadcaster. He's a student ambassador for the Fuel Up to Play 60 program. You can learn more about that at Vikings.com or via this fine Vikings Entertainment Network production. How about a round of applause for the junior broadcaster from Northdale Middle School? He's my main man, Tim. What's going on there, Tim? You have some questions ready for the player?
I do.
Excellent. Well, we can't wait to meet the player who's a running back, which means he has a very difficult job. He has to run the ball, score touchdowns, protect the quarterback. So many difficult things with this position. And at Stanford, he was one of the very best in college football. He's done quite well in the NFL. Can we please have a Vikings Huddle round of applause for Toby Gerhardt. Here he is. Hello, Toby.
How's it going?
How are you? Good to see you.
You too.
Do you remember what life was like when you were a middle schooler in Southern California? Did you have any idea what was next?
I had no idea. I was just like you guys, running around outside, playing football, playing baseball, playing basketball, and, you know, dreaming big. And, you know, now, 10 years, 14 years later, I'm here playing in the NFL. It's crazy.
Toby, your whole family's into football and sports. What kind of meals did your parents make with such an active family?
Yeah, so I'm the oldest of six kids, and so there's come from a big family, two other brothers, three sisters, and everything was made in quantities, big crock pots of spaghetti, tacos. We had specific nights of everything. I don't know, Monday nights was spaghetti, Tuesday was tacos. It seemed like we had a good routine. But, you know, one thing I remember most was milk. That was the craziest thing. My mom made everybody drink a glass of milk at dinner, and I think that helped us stay healthy, stay strong, and be active.
And look at Toby, one of the most physically fit members of the Minnesota Vikings. What's next, Jim?
You stayed with football instead of baseball. Did you ever want to be a professional in both sports like Bo Jackson?
Well, that's a great question.
Yeah, so I thought about, you know, trying to be like Bo Jackson. He's one of my favorite athletes, playing both baseball and football professionally. But I think nowadays it's a little difficult. The seasons are longer. They overlap. There's a lot of work that goes into each of them. But if my football career ends pretty short and I'm still decently young, I'll give a shot at trying to go back and play baseball.
What's your favorite thing about being a football player?
Ooh, my favorite thing about being a football player. I would say, you know, taking the field in front of, you know, all the people and playing for you guys. You know, it's fun to come out and interact with kids like you in the community or, you know, take the field on Sundays in front of 50, 60, 70,000 people screaming and, you know, millions watching on TV at home. There's no feeling like it, and it's exciting, and it's fun to play under the bright lights.
Hey, Tim, can I fire a question at the running back?
Yeah.
How'd your arms get so big? Good Lord, young man.
Work out a bunch. That's, for me, it's most of my time is spent, you know, training and trying to stay healthy, whether that be in the off season, go back out to California where I'm from, work out there at my local high school, or work out at the Vikings facility, or sometimes run down to Lifetime Fitness in Eden Prairie and get a little extra arm pump in to make those look good.
Excellent. He's definitely in great shape. What's next, Tim?
What is one of your favorite meals after a game?
My favorite meals after a game?
Ooh.
Always seem to get pizza. I don't know why. Get a pizza and sit back with my family and watch another one of the football games that are on that evening. So I'd say pizza is One of my favorite go-to snacks after a game.
Our junior broadcaster, Tim, from Northdale Middle School. Don't you guys think he did a great job with Toby Gerhardt, the running back for the Minnesota Vikings? Excellent. Toby's fantastic at what he does. And like Tim said, He's become multifaceted. He's very good at baseball and very good at football. And as you can see, Tim is very good at interviewing Toby Gerhart. We have a lot more to learn with Vikings Huddle. And coming up next, we have a healthy tip, plus an exclusive trip behind the scenes at Winter Park with our junior insider. I'm Paul Allen. This is Vikings Huddle from Mall of America at Nickelodeon Universe. Don't leave.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
Hi. My name is Gigi McKinney-Banks, and I'm the Food Service Director for the Minnesota Vikings Football Club. Today, I'm going to show you how to make a strawberry banana smoothie with only 130 calories. You ready? Okay. First, we have a banana. And then we have some low-fat yogurt. And we also have about a half a cup of strawberries. And we have some ice here. What we're going to do, I have a blender here. We're going to add a little ice. We're going to add the yogurt. We're going to add our strawberries. And then we're going to add our bananas. Okay? Now what we're going to do, we're going to blend it all up until it's nice and smooth. And here's the finished product, strawberry banana smoothie. And remember, kids, ask your mom or dad for help when working a blender.
Right on. All righty. Thanks for that healthy tip. You can learn more at Vikings.com via Fuel Up 60 and the Fuel Up 60 program. This is Vikings Huddle, a Vikings Entertainment Network production. Let's take you over to Winter Park. We'll sneak behind the scenes with our exclusive junior insider.
Hi, I'm Derek, your Vikings insider, and I'm here today with Brian Harper with the Vikings Entertainment Network. So, Brian, what do you think of the TV show Vikings Huddle?
Oh, I love it. I think it's a great show. It's an opportunity to connect with the young Vikings fans and you know, get Victor out a little bit and bring some kids and give them a good positive message and show that our players aren't just, you know, they're not just guys on the field. They're out in the community doing different things and, you know, can be good role models for our youth.
How do people become an executive producer?
Well, that's another good question. I'd say, you know, stay in school, work hard, you know, set your sights on a goal and decide, you know, that's what you want to do. And then get the proper training, surround yourself with good people, and have a creative eye. You know, want to be involved in the entertainment aspect of things and producing content. And maybe you'll get lucky and be in the right place at the right time and have an opportunity to do a job like this one.
What exactly is the Vikings Entertainment Network?
Well, the Vikings Entertainment Network is the umbrella for all of our programming initiatives within the Vikings organization. So whether it's a TV show, website, in-stadium entertainment, cheerleaders, mascots, skull line, all those different things that fall under what you would say entertainment, that's what Vikings Entertainment Network is.
And finally, what is your role on game day?
Well, my role on game day is to make sure that everything works from an entertainment and programming standpoint in the Dome. And, you know, moving on into a new stadium and so forth. So whether it's the video boards or the, you know, the content that you see during timeout breaks, you know, whether funny videos or whatever it may be, setting up the Galler horn, you know, who's going to sound the horn on game day, make sure it's someone that fits what we need, skull line, cheerleaders, the music, all that stuff. I have a great staff who does a really good job, but ultimately I have to meet with them and make sure that they fit the goals of the Vikings organization.
Well, Brian, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me, Derek. I really appreciate it. You do a great job as our junior insider.
Well, that was excellent. Great job by the Junior Insider, taking us behind the scenes and teaching you more about your favorite team, the Minnesota Vikings. Now, helping out in the community is very important to the Minnesota Vikings. You will learn more about that when Vikings Huddle resumes. Northdale Middle School, it's Vikings Huddle. I'm Paul Allen. I'm sure everybody knows, because you've just learned so much about our program today, that each and every Viking takes personal time to make a difference in the community. It's very important to what we do. Take a look at this.
Sundays throughout the fall and winter are game days for the Minnesota Vikings. But it isn't just Sundays the team is performing. It's 365 days a year the organization is working to help make this community better. The Minnesota Vikings work hard to win games in the football field, but they put in that same effort off the field to make a big impact in the Twin Cities.
You know, we're very, very blessed to be in the NFL. But part of that blessing is to also know that our community is important to give back. So it's a huge emphasis for us to give back. And all 53 members of our roster go out in the community during their season. We build playgrounds, we do community events, we visit hospitals, whatever it takes, and the focus is young people and children, and I think they love the Vikings and we love the community, so it's been a great partnership, and we love giving back.
The Minnesota Vikings are a landmark of the Twin Cities for their entertainment on the field, but their impact is just as important off the field. The organization strives each and every day to not only have a Super Bowl caliber football team, but also to continue to have a strong and direct impact in the community.
It never gets old to see that when a player or a coach or anyone in the organization, the looks and the appreciation they get from parents, children, community members, when we go to the community. I mean, we live in this world every day, but for a lot of the community, it's a visit that can change their lives. It's a special memory that they have for a lifetime, especially for a young and sometimes, unfortunately, an ill child or a struggling child for whatever reason. They look up to these players in a unique way, and when you see that look of appreciation and excitement and joy, that's all the return you could ever ask for in these kind of things.
Another excellent moment in the community from your favorite football team, the Minnesota Vikings. Now we check in with the dude. The dude's over at Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota, and he has this week's Making Safe Simple update.
Awesome. Thanks, PA. Hey, I'm sitting next to someone who knows a lot about sports injuries and treating them. It's our very own EMT, Rachel. What's up?
Hi. Thanks
man.
For having me.
Hey.
Sprinkle and follow through.
Hey, you know a lot about treating sports injuries, right?
Yeah, yes we do, especially here at Children's Hospital. But we would like to see you guys stay safe at home or on the field. So the question is, how many people each year are hurt by sport-related injuries? Are you ready for some trivia?
Trivia? What? Bring it!
All right.
Yeah.
How many young athletes each year are treated in emergency rooms for sports-related injuries? A, 900,000. B, 700,000. Or C, 500,000.
Whoa. Okay, I'm going to say the little one, the 500,000.
Final answer?
Yes.
Nope.
Oh.
700,000 young athletes each year are treated in an emergency room for sports-related injuries.
700,000? Rach, what up? That's like enough to fill the Metrodome like 11 times?
Yeah, pretty close. But you can reduce the risk of becoming injured in sports by following the rules and using proper safety equipment, such as helmets or pads.
Awesome.
And if they don't fit, be sure to tell a coach or a parent.
It's always good stuff. Thank you, Rachel. Who do we know who that is?
I don't know. They followed in.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
Welcome back, Vikings Huddle, family-oriented show. Northdale Middle School represented here. Thanks to Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota, this is the two-minute drill. The junior broadcaster, thanks to the Fuel Up to Play 60 program, is Tim. What a wonderful job he's done. And Minnesota Vikings running back Toby Gerhard is our featured guest. We have some Vikings cheerleaders here to help us. Young lady, what's your name?
My name is Sarah Olson, and I was wondering, what was it like going to Stanford?
It was awesome. It was one of the most beautiful campuses. School was super hard, though, but met some of the most interesting, fun people that I've ever met and have friends that will last me a lifetime, so it was great.
Toby, tell these kids quickly before the next question the importance of not only dreaming big, having fun in sports, but doing well in school, too.
Yeah, so school's the most important part of life, and I know it precedes football or sports or whatever, because without school you can't play those sports. If you don't have the grades, you're ineligible for high school. If I didn't take care of business in the classroom, I couldn't have gone to Stanford and played football there and then had a chance to go to the NFL. So school's most important, and football or any sports only lasts a little bit of time, and your education lasts forever.
Excellent. What's your name or what's your question?
My name is Jacob Shaw, and I have two questions. What do you do on your days off, and what is the max you've benched?
What I do on my days off and the max I've benched? On my days off, in the summer, I like to fish, go out on Lake Minnetonka and ride the boat and mess around out there. Nowadays, I just go to movies a lot. It's getting cold, so I see a lot of movies. The most I've benched, I've put up 405.
405?
405 is the most I've put up. So.
Wow. 405 pounds, that's like 10 of these kids. How many people want to see Toby bench press 5 kids at one time? Maybe next show, okay? We're running out of time. We have an athlete here. I can tell you're an athlete. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, I'm Nisha. My question is, if you didn't get drafted, what career would you be in?
If I didn't get drafted, what career would I come? I love sports. I'd be interested in sports. Going back to school, getting my MBA business degree, and then be an athletic director of a university. Running a sports program for an entire school would be my kind of dream job.
What's your name and what's your question?
My name's Greta Schnur, and if you could be any other position in football, which one would you want to be and why?
Dynamite.
If I could be any other position, I think I'd want to be a punter because it's pretty. They have the most chill life I've ever seen. They're out there screwing around at practice, not even paying attention, doing tricks with the ball, no stress at all.
What a great answer. What's your name and what's your question?
I'm Han Tran, and I was wondering, what's your favorite hobby besides football?
Favorite hobby besides football? Anything outdoors, really. Hiking, fishing, just exploring. Anything outdoors is really kind of what I like to do when I have free time.
All righty, what's next? What's your name?
Hi, my name is Joanna Quick. How do you fuel up for a game?
How do I fuel up for a game? So our strength staff has done a great job of providing meals prior to the game that's mandatory. So I go there, get a good balance of carbs and protein, and get all the essential nutrients I need to have a good game.
What's your name, buddy, and what's your question?
Oh, I'm Josh Pence, and I was wondering, did you ever have a different job?
Did I ever have a different job? Ooh. When I was a kid, I used to, in high school, I'd do chores for a couple neighbors, take out horse manure, clean the horse corrals. I grew up in like a western kind of town with horses. Did that, picked up after dogs, cleaned their driveway, raked leaves, stuff like that. So that was kind of my side job when I was in high school to get a little money.
Okay, what's your name and what's your question?
My name is Maya Rios, and do you think you should have won the Heisman?
Whoa!
That's a great question.
You think you should have won the Heisman?
I think I should have won it at this point now, yeah. At the moment, I was so excited to be there, and it was really, again, a dream come true. Never thought I'd be there. And I was just happy being there and being second. But now, looking back on it, I think I should have won it and kind of upset I didn't win it.
What a great two-minute drill. Give yourselves a round of applause, Northdale Middle School. What a great job. And also for Toby Gerhardt and the junior broadcaster, Tim. Let me hear you now on Vikings Huddle and Nickelodeon Universe here at Mall of America. We're going to wrap things up with Toby Gerhardt leading us with a cheer.
All right, guys, fill up to play 60 on three. One, two, three.
Fill up to play 60!